Hi, I'm Hans Tenbaum with Valley Forge PC Repair. I offer affordable and expert computer repair services. Deal with a locally owned business who cares more about their clients' needs. The services provided include virus removal, repair, cleanups, tune-ups, tutoring, consulting, and other computer services. Most services can be done at a flat rate. Senior citizens mentioned WFIL receive a 10% discount. Call me at 610-462-3210 for more information.
ShopRite of Hatfield is American-owned, locally operated grocer. We support veterans and seniors by giving 5% discounts. Just bring in your ID. Download the ShopRite mobile app to enjoy weekly savings, coupons, recipes, and so much more. ShopRite of Hatfield, 170 40-foot road, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
ShopRite, we're all about food, savings, and you.
Good morning, Valley Forge. I've always wanted to do that, and I'm glad I got that out of the way. I'm your host of The Constitution Matters, Gary Porter, Executive Director of the Constitution Leadership Initiative. Before I introduce our special guest for the morning, I want to tell you a little bit about my organization, Constitution Leadership Initiative. I formed CLI to provide an organizational structure to facilitate my goal of improving the understanding of the U.S. Constitution among the American people. Boy, is that needed. As poll after poll shows us, 30% of Americans can't even name the three branches of their government. And that's pretty pathetic when you consider that they've all come through at least 12 grades of public education. So CLI's main thrust is providing courses on the U.S. Constitution. These take the form of all-day Saturday seminars and normally cost $30 per person, which includes a 150-page student handout, a free pocket constitution, and a box lunch, because we go all the way through the day. If you're interested in having us present a seminar in your area, please contact me, and I'll provide that contact information later in the show. I also write two weekly essays, one called Constitution Corner, is an in-depth investigation of some constitutional topic that's hot that week. The other is a review of news items called the Constitution's Week in Review, items that have occurred that week that have some sort of a connection to the Constitution. If you'd like to be added to my mailing list for these essays, please send me a request to Gary at constitutionleadership.org. That's Gary at constitutionleadership.org, or use the subscribe button on my website, which is at www.constitutionleadership.org. You'll also find an archive of my previous essays and a lot of other useful information on the website, links to information about the Constitution and other websites that contain more resources. Today's special guest is Pastor David Whitney. He's the senior instructor at the Institute on the Constitution in Pasadena, Maryland. If you're a regular listener to this show, you'll notice that David has been one of our regular commentators, but today we're turning the tables a bit and putting the focus on David and the work he's doing at the Institute on the Constitution. Let him explain all of that to us rather than ask questions of our guests. So let's tell you a little bit about David. David graduated from Rutgers University. I'm very envious right there. As a Henry Rutgers Honor Scholar in Honors in History. He went on to receive a master's degree from Denver Seminary. He has pastored churches in New Jersey, Colorado, Florida, and Maryland for the past 27 years, and he currently pastors Cornerstone Evangelical Free Church in Pasadena, Maryland. David is not one to sit back and watch the world turn. As you see, he has testified before the Maryland State Judicial Proceedings Committee. In 2006, he ran as the Constitution Party's candidate against Maryland House Speaker Michael Bush. More recently, he ran as a Democrat, surprisingly, for a county seat, county council seat in Maryland, as well as a seat on his county's Democratic Central Committee. I should remind our listeners that you can call in at any time during the show today. The call-in number is 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255. And I've added a new feature to our show. For the first 30 minutes of this morning's show, all call-in questioners will receive a free pocket constitution. Just leave your name and mailing address with the receptionist when you call in, and we'll make sure you get that in the mail very shortly. If the call-in line is busy, you can also email us a question by sending it to info@1180.com. info@1180.com. And, of course, be sure to include your mailing address if you'd like that free pocket constitution. We'll have somebody monitoring the email account throughout the whole show, so be assured that your question will be addressed. So let's get started. David, why don't you begin by telling us a little about the early days of Institute on the Constitution. And,
well, thank you so much, Gary. It's really a privilege to be on the show. And it really began with a series of lectures delivered by constitutional law professor John Eidsmo back in 1995 at a church in Virginia. And they filmed that and post-produced it into a series of videos. And my good friend, Michael Peruca, he and his brother, in the year 2000, they're attorneys and in a law practice together at they were fed up with what they kept seeing in the news in terms of our government really violating the Constitution in so many ways. And they got fed up with just throwing shoes at the TV and decided we need to do something. At that point, Michael got a hold of John Eidsmo's video series and had watched it himself and realized I need to share what I'm learning here about our founders' view of law and government and about what the original meaning, that is what the people who put pen to paper, what they meant by the words they put down in our Declaration, Constitution, and Bill of Rights. And so he gathered a group of friends together at his home, and then later another group at his office. And I was part of that second group. I had met Michael as I've been an activist pastor for years, and fighting for the family, fighting for the unborn, and with the battle that we Michael and I met over was a first pro-sodomite legislation that the governor of Maryland twisted enough arms and broke enough kneecaps to get passed. Well, in Maryland, our Constitution allows us to take the referendum, any bill that we the people believe is really not a good law. And so we, myself and some other pastors around the state, decided to do that. It's a very difficult process, a very expensive hard to achieve, so nobody believed that we, a group with no money and no organization, could pull it off in 60 days, but we did. And we had it approved by the state, state approved that it was going to appear on the ballot in the fall, and then the sodomites pulled out their trump card. That is, they had a judge invalidate enough of our signatures that the whole thing was thrown out, and he invented a standard out of his own brain, not a standard that had ever been talked about before, not a standard that was legal, but he invented a standard that said if you have two people in front of you signing the petition at the same time, that is illegal because you only can witness one person at a time. So just a judge-made rule, which judges are not supposed to make law, but he was making law. And it was that day in court, as the judge was doing that, that I met Michael Peruca. He was bringing his children. He was homeschooling at the time. He was bringing his children to the courtroom to see how government in action in the judicial branch, what it looks like. So I met Michael, and he said, David, I want you to come take our course, because what you're experiencing here, the problem is that most people, including this judge on the bench there, do not understand the U.S. Constitution. And he was absolutely right. So I got involved in the year 2001 and began helping Michael teach the course, conduct the course, and spread the course all over America. And we have seen our course done in 50 states, and some states are doing great jobs in terms of actually multiplying the number of folks who are hosting the course, because our course is designed to be done by anyone, really anywhere with any size group, so you don't have to have any background in law, any background in historical knowledge. Basically, it's designed to be a turnkey operation where all the materials a person needs, videos are completed. The student notebook is a detailed outline of each lecture with supplemental readings and homework assignments. So the entire course can be conducted by the average citizen. That's the design of our system, because we know that unless we have a grassroots movement that sweeps across America of people recovering our founders' view of law and government, and based upon that founders' view of law and government, then understanding the founding documents themselves as our founders understood them. So when they put pen to paper and penned the Declaration of Independence, what did they mean by those words? Likewise, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And so our course is designed to accomplish that with any group of people. So we have folks that, you know, just gather half dozen folks in their living room and conduct the course that way. We have others that either rent a facility or often in churches is the most common place that our courses are conducted. You know, the classes are up to 50, 75 folks. And we have seen God use this in people's lives to wake them up. First of all, that our founders held a biblical view of law and government, not a pagan view, not a secular view, not a deist view, but a biblical view of law and government. And that was the foundation upon which they built our constitutional republic. And that the desperate need of our day is to restore it. Last night, both Gary and I, we watched this debate that took place, and wow, the need for a constitutional understanding is glaring there. There were some good comments made by a couple of the candidates, some good discussion on the Fourth Amendment and the violations taking place of the Fourth Amendment under Obama and before Obama under Bush. There's a lot of violations there. There was one mention about a pro-life stance based upon the Fifth Amendment. That was good. But there's a whole lot of things that were discussed there last night that are unconstitutional, and the candidates were not challenged on where's your you say, you know, Obamacare is bad, but we ought to remove it and replace it. Oh, wait a minute. Where do you get that authority constitutionally to replace it? And so we heard that from a number of different candidates, again, demonstrating that the average candidate and the average American do not know our U.S. Constitution. And the result is we are in this terrible mess. So we're working to restore the republic, and we're doing that on a grassroots level, recognizing that the media is never going to help us in terms of getting the truth out about our Constitution. And obviously the educational system, whether it's preschool all the way to 12th grade and all of academia in colleges and graduate school, they are not going to help us restore. In fact, they're doing the opposite of that. We, the people, have to restore a constitutional understanding, and we do that by taking action at the local level with a group of people and gaining a grounding of people who, once they understand the Constitution, then have a standard by which to measure what the federal government does and even what their state government does, to measure what politicians or those who are asking for our vote, whether they are worthy of our vote, or whether we should be looking elsewhere for candidates who will truly uphold the constitutional standard.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
I should probably mention that I got my start through an Institute on the Constitution course.
Yes.
I attended a Tea Party rally and found a man and woman advertising this course that we were going to conduct in their living room, and turned out to be the IOTC course by John Eidsmo, and I took that and said, well, I can do this. I can push play on my DVD player. You don't have to know anything about the Constitution to host one of these courses, because, as you said, the DVD does the teaching itself. So I did it. I attended a couple times and bought the Coast Kit and conducted several of my own. And that's what got me started on this path. Tell us a little bit about the courses. Now, the IOTC doesn't have just the course on the United States Constitution. What other courses does IOTC provide?
Well, thank you. Yes, our U.S. Constitution is kind of our flagship course, and I'm glad you mentioned the host kit. So the person hosting the class has all the materials they need to conduct the class. We encourage each of the students to get a student notebook, because that's going to help them not just during listening to the lecture, but with the homework to follow, as well as having a permanent record of what it is they learn that they can easily refer to. In addition to that, we began a course, and actually this was one of Michael's tasks that he gave me as I became involved with the Institute on the Constitution, to develop new courses. The first new course we developed that is an application of what people learn in the U.S. Constitution course is the duty of the jury. Many people do not know, in fact, you're not going to be told when you go to serve as a juror, that your job, according to our founders, and in fact, the very definition definition of what a jury is a body of citizens that judges the law as well as the facts. So they have two jobs. First is to judge, is the law a valid law? And this is the part of the jury's task that today is rejected by the legal system, yet it is exactly what our founders said a jury is required to do. In fact, what a jury is defined as and what a jury is our greatest protection from tyranny is that they get to judge the law. Now, there are some other groups in America teaching what they call jury nullification. I prefer the term jury independence because the jury isn't making up their own mind about what is law and what is not law. They're using the standard that our founders called upon, and that is the laws of nature and nature's God, which is the biblical standard. So if a Supreme Court says that two men can marry, and we know God's word, God's law, the laws of nature and nature's God, the laws of the universe say no such thing as marriage. That's not the definition of marriage. We reject that. So the first standard is to measure by God's law, the laws of nature and nature's God. The second standard is to use the Constitution and to measure if the law is constitutional. So if someone is brought in, let's say violating, we could pick any number of federal laws these days, but violating the Patriot Act, and the jurors know the Constitution, and they take a look at the Patriot Act, and say, wait a minute, the Patriot Act, here's a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment, there's no way that this is law, then they know that the person being brought in who has supposedly violated this thing called the Patriot Act say, no, this person's not guilty of any crime because the law itself is being judged by the jury as unconstitutional and therefore not law, null and void. Therefore, this fellow citizen is free to go. And so we, as the Institute on the Constitution, have developed a course, the duty of the jury, defend the Constitution, in order to help equip jurors in your community who will know the standard and be able, in the jury box and in the deliberation particularly, to uphold and defend the Constitution against unconstitutional laws in our land. And, wow, there's so many unconstitutional laws, we just can't even list them. And so it's essential to know the standard. So these two courses really go together. And I just yesterday had the privilege of graduating a whole group of homeschoolers. One of the questions the homeschoolers had, well, what can we do? We can't vote yet. And I gave them a list of things they as young people could do. But when they do get to voting age, one of the most powerful tools they have in their toolbox as a constitutionist, that is somebody who understands the founder's view of the Constitution, one of the powerful tools they have is as a juror to judge the law by the standard that they have learned, that is the standard of the laws of nature, nature's God, and the U.S. Constitution. And one of the things that's encouraging is as people go through our U.S. course and see how far we are from the standard and how difficult it is to get politicians to listen to the standard of the Constitution and actually be willing to vote constitutionally and to propose legislation, they know that is a very difficult process. And there's a frustration level to say, boy, we wish we could turn this around quickly. Well, the fact of the matter is that power you have as a juror, you as one juror, even if you don't persuade the other 11, you as one juror can stop injustice in the particular case in which you are impaneled as a juror. So extremely powerful. And that course is designed to give people the ammunition they need historically, constitutionally, legally, that they can say this power of the jury is not just something that invented out of whole cloth. No, this was something our founders believed in when they used the word jury in the Constitution, when they used the word jury in the Declaration of Independence, when they used the word jury in our Bill of Rights. They meant a jury that judges the law and the facts, and we prove that in this course, give them all the ammunition historically all the way back to the biblical times. That's where the jury began, in the biblical times, and that gives them a handle on why this is the right thing to do and an ability to be able to deliberate with their fellow jurors and persuade them that this is the right thing for them as jurors to also be doing. And so that duty of the jury course is six sessions long. I mean, that some people combine them together and do it in three sessions, but it's designed as a six-session course. In contrast to our U.S. Constitution, it's designed as a 12 session, although many people do a condensed version. What I just completed with the homeschoolers was done in 5 weeks, so we doubled up a number of weeks, and we tripled up a couple of weeks as well in order to bring the 12 lectures into five specific sessions.
Now, so David, a lot of people forget that although we have a United States Constitution,
and we recognize that another tool that's needed in a citizen's toolkit to restore constitutional government is something that most people don't even have an awareness, it's not even on their radar, that each of our 50 states has a state constitution. And those state constitutions, each elected official and appointed official at the state level of government and the county level of government and any local government have to swear an oath not only to the U.S. Constitution, but also to their state constitutions. And those are one of the most neglected items of study in our land. We live in Maryland, and two law schools in Maryland. Neither law school have a course on the Maryland state constitution. So at Institute on the Constitution, we developed a Maryland Constitution course that gives a 12-week or 12-session approach to studying the Maryland Constitution, and we're working with other states. Gary is working on a Virginia state constitution course, and got folks at other states around the country, and we're encouraging people everywhere, because if we had 50 state constitution courses and people were able to study the U.S. Constitution, the jury course, and their state constitution, they could then work with their state legislators to see that their state government was brought into compliance. Most state governments, including that here in Maryland, they act completely unconstitutional, violate not only the U.S. Constitution, but their state constitution, because nobody is paying attention to that. Gary mentioned that I have testified numerous times, past 15 years, down in Annapolis at the state capitol to various committees in the Senate and the House. And invariably when I go, I bring a copy of the Maryland state constitution, and I quote in my testimony from the Maryland constitution pieces that relate to the particular legislation under consideration. And very many times, it's quite obvious that the members of that committee have never heard the words that I'm quoting from the Maryland state constitution. In fact, one time I testified and went out in the hall after my testimony, and two delegates left their seats, came out to talk to me and asked me some further questions. One question from one of the delegates was this: where can I get a copy of the Maryland state constitution? This was an elected official, sworn an oath to the Maryland constitution, never had seen it, never had read it, didn't own a copy of it. I said, here, please take my copy of the Maryland constitution. I'll get another copy, but please take my copy. And that is very typical of those in our state government. And I suspect it's the case in all the states in the union as well.
So we've got a couple of minutes before our mid-break here. David, what should someone do if they are excited about what you're doing and want to get involved?
Well, they could contact us. Our website is easy to remember. We understand the founders had a worldview regarding law and government, and we call that the American view. And the American view is very simple. It's there is a creator God. Our rights come from him, number two. And number three, the sole purpose of human civil government is to protect and secure God-given rights. That's the American view. And so that's our website, theamericanview.com. It's all one word, theamericanview.com. People want to email me directly. My direct email is dwhitney, D-W-H-I-T-N-E-Y, dwhitney@theamericanview.com, and we can help them get started as a host. I know one of the questions that one of the parents yesterday who were part of the homeschool group graduating was asking me, well, I'm a little, you know, concerned if I were to host a class, you know, I don't know enough about the Constitution. Well, I said, well, you've graduated from this course already, so you've got a leg up far beyond the average American in terms of your knowledge of the Constitution now. But yes, there may be somebody that asks a question that's a tough question to answer. What we do for our hosts, people who get a host kit and are hosting a class, is we promise them that if they have a question they can't answer, they can contact us by email or phone with their question, ideally as soon as they can, so that we have time to get some research done and get an answer back to them. But we promise that we will answer every question that comes for them as a host so that they can tell their class, that's an excellent question. I'll get an answer for you when we meet next week. So keep asking those tough questions, because we at Institute are committed to our hosts to help them effectively and powerfully host their class and answer those tough
questions. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia, broadcasting freedom, shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom, shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station, WFYN.
A Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The first debates of the 2016 presidential campaign are in the books. Donald Trump, out of the gate, the only candidate not to pledge he won't run as an independent if he doesn't win the nomination.
I will not make the pledge at this time.
Okay. He spent a lot of time talking about immigration in his campaign. Jeb Bush says,
I believe that the great majority of people coming here illegally have no other option. They want to provide for their family. But we need to control our border.
Scott Walker and Chris Christie on their economic records as governor.
The voters in Wisconsin elected me last year for the third time because they wanted someone who aimed high, not aimed low. Before I came in, the unemployment rate was over 8%. It's now down to 4.6%.
We have a lot of work to do in New Jersey, but I am darn proud of how we've brought our state back.
13 other candidates in all took the stage in the two debates in Cleveland on Fox. This is a Fox News alert.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Hi, I'm Hans Tenbaum with Valley Forge PC Repair. I offer affordable and expert computer repair services. Deal with a locally owned business who cares more about their clients' needs. The services provided include virus removal, repair, cleanups, tune-ups, tutoring, consulting, and other computer services. Most services can be done at a flat rate. Senior citizens mentioned WFIL receive a 10% discount. Call me at 610-462-3210 for more information.
ShopRite of Hatfield is American-owned, locally operated grocer. We support veterans and seniors by giving 5% discounts. Just bring in your ID. Download the ShopRite mobile app to enjoy weekly savings, coupons, recipes, and so much more. ShopRite of Hatfield, 170 40-foot road, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
ShopRite, we're all about food, savings, and you.
Welcome back to We the People, The Constitution Matters. I'm your host, Gary Porter, Executive Director of the Constitution Leadership Initiative, and down here in Yorktown, Virginia. And we're talking today with our special guest, Pastor David Whitney, Senior Instructor at the Institute on the Constitution in Pasadena, Maryland. And David just given us a good rundown of what the Institute on the Constitution does and their courses that they have available. Let's turn the focus a little bit more now to a new initiative of IOTC, David, is what we are calling American Clubs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you. And just before I talk about American Clubs, let me mention one other course that is on the most local level of government. We have developed a county government course. And, of course, this is specific to our own county, and it was part of the result of preparing that course and working on teaching that course as I ran for the Office of County Council. And that is an important area and a challenge because there's over 3,000 counties in America, and I don't know if we can actually accomplish that, although in some states I think the county governments, Virginia, for example, I think a whole part of your state constitution deals with counties, so education on how county government works is could be part of that larger course that is on the state Virginia constitution. So it will vary around the country, but one of the things we recognize is that we need to take government back county by county, starting locally and ultimately accomplishing that on the state level, working our way up, in a sense, from the bottom up to ultimately take our federal government back in following the Constitution. But the American Clubs, was the advertisement there reminded me of the problem. Common Core and the public schools, that we've recognized this problem for years, and we have one area of our country that is very effective in multiplying our classes. It's southwestern Ohio. In the past 5 years there, I've graduated more than 3,500 students from our courses in that area from Columbus, basically west and south. And that's a hotbed where classes are graduated and people get a host kit and start a new class, and it's just multiplying. Well, some of the folks that have taken our course there are on school boards. And as citizens who are involved in deciding curriculum and deciding issues in their public schools, they say, wait a minute, you know, what you're teaching here is really essential. All of the students in our high school should have access to the course you're teaching. And so in Springboro Public School District there in southwestern Ohio, at one point a year and a half ago, the school board decided to do an experiment. They would offer our course during the summer, not required for anyone to take the course, but they were doing it kind of as a pilot, as a test, so parents and students could take the course and see if this might possibly be an elective in high school. Again, not required. Students would have to choose to take this course, Institute on the Constitution's U.S. Constitution course. And, you know, that's because the school board members who had taken it loved it and said, hey, this is what every American should be learning. This is what every student in our public schools ought to be learning. Well, as soon as the wind got out, the news got out, the ACLU lined up against the school board, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and there was a big media firestorm that involved all the local TV stations and radio stations objecting to this, you know, this course that taught Christianity, this course that was biased, this course that, you know, they just attacked it every which way, and they threatened to sue the Springboro Public School Board, and the pressure was on, and the school board ultimately backed away and said, oh, we cannot afford a lawsuit. So there was a way in which we discovered we could overcome that, not making it part of the curriculum that was available to every student during the regular hours of the school day, but as an after-school club. For example, if a school has a chess club and a school has a, you know, whatever kind of extracurricular activity club, one club that could be created is an American club, a club that would study and understand our founders' view of law and government. And by the way, the Supreme Court has weighed in on this, and they have essentially said if it's student-led, if it's student-initiated, the schools cannot shut it down unless they shut down all after-school clubs. So if they don't have any after-school clubs, well, yeah, okay, they could prevent an American club from being formed. But if they have any after-school clubs and the students initiate this, then they cannot stop it from happening. And we have a law firm, one of the Christian legal law firms, who has agreed to defend any of our American clubs across the country if they're attacked by any of these, you know, atheist organizations like the ACLU want to drive them out. They will defend them in court. But to this point in time, there hasn't been any challenge. I doubt that there will be because of the Supreme Court ruling that basically says these clubs are legal and they cannot be stopped. They are not against the law unless you eliminate all after-school clubs. So what we are doing is those who are interested in helping sponsor American clubs, we're asking folks who would like to donate to our work at Institute on the Constitution for these American clubs. What we do is if students are interested in any school anywhere in the country, we want to provide them a free host kit that won't be at cost to them, and student manuals for each of the students that are part of their American Club. And so we're raising funds from various folks who are interested in reaching the next generation to fund and start these American Clubs all over the country. We have some started in various states, and we have Jake, who's actually out on the road getting in contact with people who are interested in developing these American Clubs. So all over the country, we have public school students who are actually studying what the founders' worldview of law and government, what we call the American view, there is a creator God. That's quite opposite to what they're going to be taught in the classroom that says evolution is a fact. Well, no, it's not, and our founders did not believe in evolution, and they did not follow evolutionary thinking at all. There's a creator God. Our rights come from him, and the purpose of government is to secure and to protect those God-given rights alone. And so we're very excited because we recognize that unless we reach the next generation, we're never going to turn around our country. In fact, the statistics seem to show that the younger generation is becoming more and more socialist. I know, Gary, you've talked about the Piers test. Do you recall what some of those statistics are, that the younger generation more and more are moving in the direction of socialism, right?
Yes, exactly. It's alarming, and anyone that needs more information about that, they can contact me directly, and I'll send them to the right source.
So to reach that next generation is critical, and we recognize that homeschoolers are doing a great job. In fact, we have many people who are using our curriculum for their homeschool. Just, you know, buy the host kit off the shelf. Therefore, the parent really doesn't have any prep work to do for that course. The lectures are done. The school work that's to be done in terms of the each test following each of the 12 lectures, all that's done. So it's very simple for a parent to take our course off the shelf and conduct it for their homeschool group. We have some Christian private schools who are also utilizing our course for teaching their young people. But we know that, 95% or even higher than 95% of the young people in our land are in public schools. So while we want to advance in homeschool and private Christian school, we recognize that will not be enough to recover our country. We need to reach the next generation, and we're grateful for those who are interested in partnering with us to reach the next generation. And like we do with our regular hosts that we promise, if you were hosting a class, we at Institute on the Constitution are your backup resource for any questions that come up. We say the same thing to those who are hosting an American Club, that those students that are taking up that enormous task, they as well, we're going to supply them with answers to questions that come up from the group of students that they're leading, and help them become constitutionists, that is, have a biblical worldview of law and government, and have our founders' understanding of the Declaration of the Constitution and of the Bill of Rights. So we're very excited about this new initiative, recognizing we can turn America around. One of the questions that, as I was teaching the homeschool group this summer, one of the questions the parents came up with is, well, is it hopeless? As they looked at the standard and looked how far away from that standard that we are today. And again, last night's debate, I think, was an illustration of that. Here's the leading candidates, Donald Trump, the leading candidate. I don't think he has much of any understanding about the Constitution, and certainly I didn't hear any expression in anything he said about any constitutional issue, and using the Constitution as a standard for anything that is on his radar. But that's, so that's the situation we're in. He's the most popular Republican candidate, most people supporting him, but he's not talking about the Constitution or restoring a government to a constitutional standard at all. So we've got to turn this ship around, and to do that, we need to really reach the next generation. And Michael Peruca has used this analogy that I think is apt for where we're at. It's as if we've been as citizens on a ship, and we've been pushed out to sea away from dry land being constitutional government based upon the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So that's dry land. We've been pushed out to sea by forces opposed to constitutional government, and we've been out at sea so long that several generations have turned over in the boat. That is, There's children born on the boat that have never seen dry land. They've never been there to dry land. They have no idea what dry land is like. In fact, the memory of dry land among those who are residents on this boat is very thin indeed. You know, might be mentioned here or there, but nobody really has a good idea, a good grasp about dry land whatsoever. So to turn this ship around and get it back to dry land, back to constitutional government, we have got to reach the upcoming generation with an understanding of this. And we're excited because as we see students catch these, and it was really a thrill for me to be teaching the homeschool students this summer because I could see the eyes light up on certain concepts, and it's like, wow, they have been exposed to the media to unconstitutional government, and to see how different that is and how the current situation does not protect our God-given rights to life or to liberty or to property, that the hope is that they will grasp this task. And I was encouraged by those who were asking, what can I do? You know, I can't vote yet. Can I do something? Oh, yes, you can write and communicate to your legislators. You can make a difference even though you're not eligible to vote. So when we see that kind of response in young people, we know that the message we're sharing, if it can get and reach enough young people, can turn. And it won't take a vast majority. That's, I think, another mistaken idea, that we've got to get 51% of the people in America to turn the boat around. When you look at our founding era, it was only 3%. 3% of the people who were dyed-in-the-wool patriots who said, I know the only solution to the problems we face is a separation from the government of Great Britain. There's no other way around it. A lot of Tories in our country who believe that staying connected with Great Britain was the answer to, and so on, but there was only 3%. Sam Adams, who called them the tireless minority who are committed to setting brush fires in the minds of men. And that's what we at Institute of the Constitution are committed to doing, setting these brush fires by getting people to think biblically about law and government, getting them to think constitutionally about the issues of our day. And we see progress. As I mentioned, you know, Ohio is one of those bright spots. And by the way, in Ohio, we've graduated so many students there that we are having an impact on the politics of Ohio. That is what's happening on the local level, people being elected to the county school board, people being elected to the county council. That level, we're seeing our graduates move into those levels, or people who are in those levels of government taking our course and having a transformation take place. And then we're seeing that on the state level, where people are being elected to state government in Columbus, who are constitutionists. And the big one that you probably haven't heard about, because the media is not going to tell you about it, is this is John Boehner's district. We are plowing ground and planting seeds in John Boehner's district. And the last run he was running for his life. He had a primary challenger who is a constitutionist, who is in contact with many people. Actually, people on the staff of that challenger to John Boehner were graduates of our course. And the last graduation we did out there, there was a number of those who were involved in Boehner's campaign heavily that were a part of the course. And they are going to challenge him again this next time. And I think they may be successful in ousting John Boehner from his high office.
Huge.
But he's a congressman, so every 2 years he stands for election. And they know, and the influence that our graduates have is multiplied because, you know, if you talk about the Constitution and you share this with your friends and family and so forth, they come to see that, oh, you understand the Constitution better than I do. And so they come to, you know, our graduates and say, hey, in this next election, who are you voting for? I mean, in this primary, who are you voting for? Who do you see is meeting the standard? Because they know our graduates know the standard. And so it's not just our graduates who are voting constitutionally. Their friends, their family, the people that they influence are also voting constitutionally, which is a powerful thing that we're seeing changes happen as a result of the ground that we've plowed and the seeds that we've planted. And that's an encouragement to me because there's much in what's happening in our country that can discourage you. The Supreme Court, their awful, ungodly decisions, all these things. There's much to discourage us, but if we look at what we're doing and the impact we're making on individual lives, we hear again and again, I can't believe that I never knew what you've just taught us. This is so plain. This is so clear. It all makes sense, and it's historical, factual, and it's in tune with God's law, God's word. This all comes together for our students, and they get excited. And we give them, in our final lecture, here's an action plan. Here's things you can do. Host a course is one of the primary things, that is, multiply the number of citizens in your area who have a biblical understanding and a constitutional understanding and can take action. Support candidates who are constitutional and then obviously oppose those who are not going to follow the Constitution. And, Gary, you're a witness, as you just shared, that you started by taking our course, and then you developed CLI as a result of that to say your contribution can be even greater than what we're doing. So we are thrilled to see that. We are multiplying people who understand the American view of law and government and then are equipped to take action in their particular area of service.
Hey, David, tell us a little bit more about some of the other resources that people can find on the American View's website.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we have an online store. I know there's more than 50 books that are available that deal with constitutional issues. If you want a recommendation of a book to read that would be a good place to start in terms of local government, I like Sheriff Richard Mack's book. It's only $10. The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. You know, we think it's a lost cause, but it's not, and we can recover local governments very quickly, and the election of a constitutional sheriff can make a world of difference. So there's more than 50 books to choose from. I could recommend others on different topics, but there's also a whole selection of DVDs in addition to our courses that are designed, and these DVDs deal with many constitutional issues. Michael Peruca has done, a half a dozen, and I've done like a half a dozen. One of my ones that should be viewed in light of the Supreme Court decision is marriage is no business of the state, so no marriage license is required. As I preached after the Supreme Court's decision, every pastor in America who's true to the Word of God should refuse to ever marry anyone with any marriage license from this point forward. We ought to be a testimony to the wicked pagans that we will not participate in their unmarried system that is against God's law. And then many other DVDs that I've done. And then our speakers, we have a First Friday event once a month, and I'm going to be speaking at the First Friday event. And by the way, you don't have to come all the way to Pasadena, Maryland. It's going to be viewed on the web. And if you want to sign up, go to our website, theamericanview.com. There's information there about how to get on the web and also how to receive our weekly newsletter by email that kind of keeps you up to date on what we are doing. But those First Friday lectures, we videotape them, and then they're available as DVDs, all kinds of helpful information. One is our friend Ricky Pepin out there in Southwest Ohio, why she has been so successful in multiplying the message of Institute on the Constitution and her system for doing that and effectively accomplishing that. All kinds of DVDs that can help you understand issues from the perspective of our founders, and what's our founders' view on the Second Amendment? And we've got at least three or four videos. I've done one on God and guns, and what the issue is biblically as well as constitutionally. So those DVDs are available on our website at the store there at theamericanview.com, and as well as the kits, the whole kit for doing the jury class or doing the U.S. Constitution or the Maryland State Constitution, and then the individual elements you your students would need. In other words, when you conduct the jury class, ideally each student or maybe each couple has a student manual so that they can follow the lectures and they have the reading assignments and all that they need to do the full completion of the course. So all of those are available. In addition, we've done several what we've called Saturday series, where we've gathered people together for an entire Saturday with lectures from various folks. We did one with Sheriff Richard Mack, Sheriff and the Citizen lecture series, and we've done another with Chief Justice Roy Moore. So there's Saturday series that are available as well at our store. So we've provided book materials as well as DVD sets and then our host kits for our three prime courses that can help people take what they've learned and share those with other people. Our goal is to see a multiplying body of constitutionalists who are taking back our country by restoring the American view of law and government in the minds of the people. There is a creator God. Our rights come from him. The purpose of government is to secure and protect those God-given rights. In fact, our founder said in the Declaration, that's the only job of civil government.
David?
The only job.
Hey, David, do we does IOTC have any courses coming up in the Philadelphia area, or the Valley Forge area, that, or you know, the local commute area of any of the listeners?
I don't know of any at this point in time. I'd have to ask Teresa, who organizes things, to see if there are any hosts that are doing it in the Philadelphia area. But if there are not, and check with her. We call the office. By the way, our toll free number at Institute is 866-730-9796, and Teresa is extension 2. I'm extension 4. But if you don't, there is an easy way by which anyone can get a host kit and begin a class, and we'll walk them through that process and would love to help anyone in the Philadelphia area conduct a class. And if you're choosing to conduct a class, we will advertise it for you. We'll put out that information on the website so people that come to our website say, we got a class in the Philadelphia area, that information will be available for them.
I would really encourage our listeners to consider this, because it is really easier than you may think, and it is no harder than being able to push a play on your DVD player in the privacy of your own living room with friends and neighbors gathered around to watch these DVDs. And it really is an easy way to get started, and it's something that we absolutely must do. If we're going to turn this country around, we've got to get more people knowledgeable about the Constitution, and this is about the easiest way there is to approach that. I want to mention a couple other upcoming events before we bid you goodbye today. I do some volunteer work at the Foundation for American Christian Education in Chesapeake, Virginia, and we have a series called Lessons in Liberty. We have an upcoming speaker, Dr. Carlton McLeod, who's a pastor of Chesapeake Revival Church in Chesapeake, Virginia. On the 24th of August, he's going to be speaking on restoring the biblical family. That's another absolute necessity to turn this country around, is restoring the biblical family to its right place in our polity. Now, the good news is you don't have to come to Chesapeake, Virginia to participate in this. You can do it via live stream from anywhere in the country. And so if you're interested in hearing about the biblical family, go to www.face.net, F-A-C-E.net, and you'll be able to sign up for that little participation or that presentation on the 24th of August, 6:30 p.m. And then the next couple of weeks, if you're in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, CLI will be putting on a course on the 15th of August, Saturday, an all-day Saturday seminar in Knoxville, and on the 22nd of August, an all-day Saturday seminar in Mountain City, Tennessee, just between Knoxville and Bristol, Virginia. So just for details on those two events, send me an email at gary@constitutionleadership.org, and we'll get that information to you. So it's been a pleasure talking to Pastor David Whitney, senior pastor of the Institute on the Constitution in Pasadena, Maryland. And I really enjoyed hearing all the great things that you're doing, particularly this American Clubs idea. I think that's a fantastic way to get our young people involved and get them started on learning the Constitution, learning the founders' view of law and government, and starting to turn this nation around. We got to start somewhere, and they are our future, and we've got to help preserve the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. So we're out of time for today.
Thank you,
David. Thank you, David, for being here, and we'll see you on another show. Have a good day.
Godspeed.
Hi, I'm Hans Tenbaum with Valley Forge PC Repair. I offer affordable and expert computer repair services. Deal with a locally owned business who cares more about their clients' needs. List services provided include virus removal, repair, cleanups, tune-ups, tutoring, consulting, and other computer services. Most services can be done at a flat rate. Senior citizens mentioned WFIL receive a 10% discount. Call me at 610-462-3210 for more information.
ShopRite of Hatfield is American-owned, locally operated grocer. We support veterans and seniors by giving 5% discounts. Just bring in your ID. Download the ShopRite mobile app to enjoy weekly savings, coupons, recipes, and so much more. ShopRite of Hatfield, 170 40-foot road, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
ShopRite, we're all about food, savings, and you.